Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thanks for hanging around with us. My pleasure, as always. As you know, it's we're wrapping up 2007, and it's just about over. I can't believe it. It's hard. It blows my mind that we could already be 7 years into the new millennium. And somebody who might agree with me is Valerie Sokolowski, although she doesn't always agree with me. Just sometimes. Valerie is nationally recognized author and speaker on professionalism in the workplace. She's the author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette, and she's our good friend. Valerie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Happy New Year to you as well. And I hope you've gotten all your 2007 stuff done, Valerie.
I do. Can you believe it?
Well, and you know what? Believe it or not, I'm actually through with all my Christmas shopping.
Well, you better start for next year. The sales are on.
So, speaking of all that, the retail numbers that I have seen, Valerie, show that while retail was kind of a mixed bag, as I remember, the online part of the marketplace did really well this year.
You know, it did. And for the first time, my husband did nothing but online shopping. And
really?
I have to tell you the most wonderful story. We did an online shopping for Costco.
Uh-huh.
And they made a little mistake out of about three things. And here's what they did. They sent a letter to my daughter, who I sent a knife set to.
Uh-huh.
And they said, "Dear Miss Taylor, the gift you received was intended to carry a personal message from the sender. And we became aware that this intended gift message wasn't included."
Wow.
"So to correct this, we've notified the purchaser, and we've notified you, and here's what the message should have said. We're so sorry for this mistake. If we can be of any help, let us know."
Wow.
Now, that's above and beyond, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind the fact that every online order was delivered fast, delivered all free delivery. So I think a lot of people are doing that.
Well, you know, I had a situation to happen to me that I never had happened before. I got a box of cookies, and for all I knew, the cookies were the gift. But I wasn't expecting it from anybody, and it came from, I knew who they came from, but the cookies were a gift from the company that they had ordered something for me from.
Really?
And they said, "Your order has been delayed. Please accept these cookies in the meantime," or something like that.
Now, isn't that something? That's the first I've heard of.
I never heard of that either.
I hope they were good.
Well, they were. There are no bad cookies. Valerie, me being the cookie monster and all, but that was pretty incredible. Now, is that the kind of thing? Let me put it this way. If they make a lot of those mistakes, they're not going to be in business very long because these were expensive cookies.
You're right.
So, you know, that's one way to motivate your people to do a better job in customer service and taking care of customers and getting the orders out and everything is if the cookies come out of their paycheck. That's one way to get people motivated. So but now our experiences, both of the experiences that you and I just related to each other, unbeknownst to each other beforehand, were about online purchases.
Well, isn't that interesting? And you think about customer service and, of course, your audience, small businesses. Here's an interesting statistic that just blows my mind. Did you know, Jim, according to Gallup, that 19% of employees are actively disengaged, which means that they intentionally act in ways that negatively impact the organizations? The cost nationwide to employ these kind of people is $300 billion.
Yeah, it's we've reported on this show before. In fact, you may have brought us some of this information once before. But the truth is, Those are the really bad ones. I mean, those are the disengaged ones. But there may be no more than 40% of your employees that are somewhat engaged.
Isn't that interesting?
And the other 60% are either somewhat disengaged or, as you say, completely disengaged. So what are we going to do about all this? How does this? You say it costs us a lot of money. What do we do about it?
Well, I think it's definitely up to the employers. And a friend of mine wrote a wonderful book and training program called Passionate Performance. And he says, you know, Jim, it's not about employees as much as it is about hiring the right employees and then taking good care of them. You've got to have not only engaged minds, but engaged hearts, and that's hard to do.
Well, it is hard, and I'll tell you something else, Valerie, and I'm going to give business owners just a little bit of slack here. It's hard to find the right people these days.
It is.
There may be 2 million jobs going wanting these days. If you got that many unfilled vacancies for qualified people, that means there's not a lot of folks out there that we have a choice that we can choose from.
Well, and then the question, Jim, is when you find those employees, as you said, then how do you get them engaged? What do you think?
Well, that's the challenge, and I think this is something I think small business owners can excel at, Valerie, because we are where the passion is. We are where the excitement is, not big business. We small business is where creativity lives.
You're right.
I'm not going to say that's where big business is where creativity dies, but you know you can draw your own conclusion. But small business is where creativity lives, where passion lives, where excitement lives, where you can find you can be happy, you can have fun and work, and if you can convey that to your people, and get that across to them, and let them see. If they want to have a good experience, I think, and professionally speaking, I think small business is where it's going to happen.
Well, and you're right. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And I think that, too, Jim, that the way that small businesses are able to do it is because they're more intimate in the first place. And intimacy is something that a lot of large corporations have a hard time getting their arms around.
It's by definition virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is. And don't you think, too, that small businesses have more opportunity to help people create more of a purpose for themselves and see where they fit into the big picture?
They certainly do. But incredibly, Valerie, there are a lot of small business owners that don't get what you and I have been talking about. And I want
well,
to talk about.
That's why they listen to you.
Let's talk about that some more on the other side of these messages. We'll take a quick break, folks. We're back with Valerie Sokolowski. She is the author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Valerie Sokolowski. The author of Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Valerie, give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
It's at valerieandcompany, all spelled out, .com.
Valerie and Company, they can find out more about the book. Can they link to buy it there as well?
They can link to buy it there or to Cornerstone Leadership or to Amazon.
All right, so check that out, folks. Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Valerie, we're talking about your ideas and mine as well on why people are spending more time online. And you know, there are two things that I think small business owners can do, Valerie, to deal with this phenomenon, which I think it is. And number one is join the phenomenon. Make sure that your customers can buy from you, can at least shop with you online. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's called marketing 101. My
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, but you know there are a lot of small business owners out there who still don't get that.
Well, the internet is here, you know, and it's only growing. So I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I have put a shopping cart on my site, and I sell my books regularly, and, you know, it's just added income.
Well, exactly, but you know, even if people can't have things certain, you know, if they have certain products that maybe aren't that easily to be sold online, at least let people shop with you online.
Well, I'll tell you a story on that. My daughter is a handbag designer, and she at first thought, my goodness, nobody would buy a handbag online because mm-hmm. they'd need to feel and touch it. How wrong she was. She's now mm-hmm. selling well online. So
I bet
you just
she is.
Never know.
Well, that's exactly right. But, you know, the other thing is, the other thing that I think they need to do, Valerie, is they need to not take the customers for granted. Valerie, I still go in a lot of small businesses, and I don't feel like I'm all that that the people there are all that happy to have me come in there and do business with them. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely, and that goes back to that statistic that there aren't that many people that are engaged. Here's something that I think is important for small businesses to help the people help us, and that is that sense of appreciation, because the world is just moving so fast, and everybody wants to feel like they're part of the game and be appreciated. Let me tell you what one small business did I thought was a great idea, and that was that their people, when they did something nice, they had little cubicles, and the owner put a little red ribbon outside their cubicle, which said, hey, pay attention to this person. They just did something nice. Now, cost nothing, but that's, you know, psychological payback.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, that's so funny because, you know, Napoleon said a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. And he was talking about the, you know, the esprit de corps, the cause, being invested in something.
There you go.
And when you get that kind of recognition, that's what happens. And how much did that cost? What do you think that ribbon cost? $3-4?
I don't know. You know, $1 at the most. You know, earlier you talked about big companies have a hard time and small companies have an easier time. I was thinking as you said that about Starbucks and how they started out so small in kiosks. But that's a company that's maintained that intimacy and engaged employees. Now, how do you suppose they do that?
Well, that's a good question, and I don't exactly know how they've done that. I know I'll tell you this. I make a trip every so often to buy a Starbucks, and I go by and my favorite is the Frappuccino, and the people who hand me my Frappuccino out the window are happy people.
That's I find that everywhere.
Yep.
There you go. That's back to that feeling appreciated, and they have a purpose. And I also think it's, you know, they've got a lot of kids that are working there, young people.
They are.
And
mm-hmm.
they stay. It's amazing. Now, I ask one of them, the baristas, why they like it, why they like working for Starbucks, and they said exactly what we're talking about. They feel like they're doing something that's kind of fun, and they have a good time, and they have pretty good benefits.
Well, I don't understand. I really don't understand the business owners, the small business owners, who actually don't make a big deal out of telling your customers, telling their employees, when people do business with us, when people give us your money, their money, please make sure that or not please. I'm telling you, you're training right. I'm giving you the training right now. Make sure that they know how much we appreciate them. But you got to do more than just tell them that that's what you want them to say. You got to explain how to say it, don't you?
You do.
You have to be able to say, in my opinion, you have to say things like, just as simple as, Mr. Johnson, I want you to know that we really appreciate your business. How hard is that, Valerie?
Well, it's not. And back to going in and out this Christmas to small businesses, there were a lot of them out there, Jim, that I frequented that did just that. And I think some of the people working there were part-time even.
Probably so. It's not only low-hanging fruit, folks. It's laying on the ground. Hey, Valerie, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Let's have a good 2008 together.
All right.
Valerie Sokolowski, ladies and gentlemen, Do It Right, the new book of business etiquette. Quick break, right back. with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with me. One more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.